listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has announced he will not run for president. He said it was not an easy decision, but the decision has been made. CNN, meanwhile, says the televised town hall Monday night with California Senator Kamala Harris, who is running for president, set a record. It had the most views for a single candidate town hall in the network's history. The highest rated single candidate town hall on any cable network was with Donald Trump on Fox News in 2016 when he was a candidate. Let's stay with Kamala Harris for a moment. She was talked about last night on Late Night with Seth Meyers. Political commentator Nicole Wallace was the guest, and she was talking about the 2020 campaign, saying President Trump will be distracted by who's getting the biggest crowds. So here is Nicole Wallace.
So Kamala should be the person that Democrats are most excited about. She has the thing that scares him the most, the biggest crowd.
Is the crowd the thing? There have been questions about Harris's record as a prosecutor, a progressive prosecutor. The PolitiFact California team has been looking into this, and reporter Chris Nichols is in the studio to talk about what's been found, the analysis of it. Hi, Chris. Glad to have you here.
Hi, Beth. Good morning.
So the question I think you looked at is whether her image matches her record, correct?
That's right. We looked at this this question of whether or not Kamala Harris is truly a progressive prosecutor. That's the image that she has crafted. And just to kind of pause on that for a second, I think a lot of people may just be wondering, what is a progressive prosecutor?
Did we hear about it until a week ago when it came up so many times in her campaign?
Well, and it has come up a lot. She writes about this idea, this term in her book. She's been on a book tour. A lot of people have been scrutinizing her record as a prosecutor, understandably, given the spotlight she's under now running for president. But the best understanding, I think, of a progressive prosecutor, just to try to define that, is one who looks and focuses not just on the plaintiff in a case, but also sort of a more holistic look at the criminal justice system, at the defendant, at what is going to happen to the community once that defendant eventually finishes their term in jail or prison, looks at reentry programs, makes sure that there are pathways for jobs and education so that they don't see the same people committing crimes again and returning to the criminal justice system. So that is really, and also certainly looks at how the existing system disproportionately affects minorities and needy people. So I think that is what a lot of people have questioned Harris about and asked, was she truly that, as she says she was and is?
So let's go back to that town hall that I just mentioned that CNN hosted and reported about. It was held in Iowa. And I believe you have an exchange that expands on exactly this challenge.
It was a really interesting exchange between a political science student at the town hall who really, I think, summarizes this tension that we're starting to see where Harris is receiving quite a bit of criticism for her past record.
Your position, you position yourself as aligned with the progressive movement to make criminal justice less punitive and racist, yet your record as a prosecutor shows that you embrace the tough on crime mentality. You've defended California's death penalty, and as California's attorney general, your office opposed the release of nonviolent prisoners and violated the constitutional rights of various drug defendants. How do you reconcile your contradictory past with what you claim to support today?
I've been consistent my whole career. My career has been based on an understanding, one, that as a prosecutor, my duty was to seek and make sure that the most vulnerable and voiceless among us are protected. And that is why I have personally prosecuted violent crime that includes rape, child molestation, and homicide. And I have also worked my entire career to reform the criminal justice system, understanding, to your point, that it is deeply flawed.
So I want to hit on one topic that was addressed there. She was asked about defending the death penalty, and that is something that, criminal justice reformers want to see an end to the death penalty. Quite a few Californians want to see an end to capital punishment. And Harris, when you look at her record, I think the best way to describe it, she has a controversial and contradictory record when it comes to the death penalty. Early on in her career, running for San Francisco district attorney. She promised voters there in San Francisco that she would never bring that she would never seek the death penalty in a case for any suspect in that community. But then shortly into her term, after she was elected in San Francisco, a police officer was killed, and there was quite a big groundswell to have her seek the death penalty. She came out very quickly and said no, she would not, and took a lot of criticism, a lot of scorn from police groups, from fellow Democrats, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein at the officer's funeral, spoke about the need to seek the death penalty, received a standing ovation as Harris was there seated at the funeral. So that was a very controversial episode early in her career when it comes to the death penalty. But then a decade later, if you look at Harris as attorney general, state attorney general, the top law enforcement official in the state, she defended the death penalty in a court case when it was challenged and declared unconstitutional by a federal judge. So I think a lot of people look at that topic. Some criminal justice reformers we spoke with said they're disappointed that she defended it as AG. And of course, on the other side, a lot of people are still upset that she didn't pursue it in San Francisco.
This discussion sparked a New York Times op-ed earlier this month, and you spoke to the professor who wrote that op-ed.
That's right. Her name is Lara Bazelon. She's a professor at the University of San Francisco Law School. I think her op-ed really sort of amplified some of the criticisms that have been out there, that have been gaining steam. And I think we'll listen to that. And then I think we also want to talk about some of the achievements, because I think there is a broader picture beyond just the criticisms. But Bazelon certainly has some strong criticisms for Harris.
She made decisions while she was the head of these powerful offices that actually were, in my opinion, regressive. So, for example, defending tainted convictions, not getting behind two bills, one that would have required police officers to wear body cameras and another that would have required her office's attorney general to investigate officer-involved shootings. These are all positions that are on the other side of positions that have been taken by progressive prosecutors.
I think it's important that we're in the specific discussion of a candidate's credentials. If you step back, we're also in a time where people more than ever, a voter, for example, is saying, are you who you say you are? I want to be really careful with my vote that you become who I think and who you say you are.
That's right. And I think that both people, certainly nationally, are just taking a look at this record and just trying to figure out where was she in the past, where is she now. I think people in California are doing the same. Maybe unless you lived in San Francisco or really closely followed politics in Sacramento, you may not know much about her. She kind of was looked at as a very cautious, sometimes too cautious politician as attorney general. And so I think a lot of folks just haven't looked much at her record. But when it comes to Bazelon and the criticisms she had in her op-ed, she mentioned in that soundbite about Harris opposing bills to require police officers to wear body cameras. Harris said at the time she did believe all officers should wear those cameras, but she also said that it was the local departments that should make that decision. And then when it comes to the having a bill requiring her office, her attorney general's office at the time, to investigate officer-involved shootings, Harris did not support that bill. She talked about the what she called significant strides combating ethnic and racial bias through programs she put in place to train officers to avoid and eliminate bias in their policing. She talked about some of her other efforts, her Open Justice Data Initiative, essentially a website that shares data on deaths during arrests and in police custody, arrests by arrest rates by ethnicity and race. And so she pointed to all those as reasons that the bill, that she wasn't going to sort of take a supportive stance on that bill. And I think it is important to note that I think even the most strident and progressive criminal justice reform advocates would have to say that there are achievements. There are efforts that she led as far back as San Francisco with her Back on Track program. It was back in 2005. It was designed to help nonviolent first-time drug offenders transition back to their communities and to prevent recidivism. So there are examples of her as a progressive prosecutor. But of course, as we've talked about, the record is definitely mixed. It's complicated. And I think we have one more professor who can weigh in on that.
Let me tell you that you're listening to Chris Nichols with the PolitiFact California team. And the team has been taking a closer look at Senator Kamala Harris's record as a prosecutor, the challenges to that record that she isn't a progressive prosecutor or not enough for some people. And the conclusion by PolitiFact California is mixed.
It is. I mean, after looking at this record, which, again, it spans, you know, she's been a prosecutor, was a prosecutor close to three decades, about a decade and a half as an elected top law enforcement official. And there is no single simple answer to whether she was, you know, a champion, just simply a champion for criminal justice reform, or whether she defended the status quo. I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. Professor Irene Joe at the UC Davis Law School sat down and talked a little bit about Harris's record as a prosecutor, said she watched Harris early in Harris's career and was excited at the potential she saw in Harris as a reformer. Professor Joe was a public defender, considers herself a criminal justice advocate, but then became disappointed because Harris didn't move quite as quickly as she wanted to.
The op-ed, I think it should cause concern or pause for people who are passionate about those issues. But I also recognize that situations are nuanced, right? And things can be complex. And so it's also important to hear other points of view. I believe that there are people in the community that were very satisfied with what Senator Harris had done. And I think those voices are also important to listen to as well.
There is much more to the team's work than what we're talking about here. So a fuller story is published today, in fact.
That's right. We produced a story and published it at politifact.com/California. It was a collaboration with our national partner, PolitiFact, and that is up on our website today.
All right, Chris, always a pleasure to have you here. I know it's going to be a busy campaign. It's off and running now, so thanks for the work.
Thank you very much, Beth.
That is Chris Nichols, PolitiFact California reporter, and there's more at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.